Hello, and welcome to the Cancer Survivor Show, brought to you by this chemo girl, Sharon. This morning, I wanted to introduce to you the idea of these little short podcasts that we'll be doing. This one is called Ramblings from Sharon. It's just a 3 to 5, 6 minute podcast on food for thought, helpful ideas, current events, things that are kind of burning in my mind that relate to the cancer experience and life afterward. This morning I'm looking out into dark skies. It's so early. The household is still quiet and the children mostly are nestled in the bed. So hopefully we'll have a few peaceful moments together. The topic for our show today will be what Lucy and I refer to as HER. And in terms of our project, which is supporting women who are walking into the cancer experience, we use HER, but really it's the concept of anyone who is reaching out to open that clinic door for the first time today. You know, I don't care who's with you. I've said this before. You do feel alone. You know, you're scared. You don't know what's coming, and but you know it's going to be hard. It's going to be one of the bigger challenges of your life. So I just want to tell you that what she needs from you or what they need from you is the support of their circle of friends. And really, this just means showing up. You can't fix this. But they need their circle of friends and family to be there for them. But also, this involves a larger circle, and that is their community. And what this means we'll go into in greater detail in future podcasts. But Lucy and I have found ways to help communities support their patients, and we will be sharing all of that with you soon. So what I'd like to do is kind of rally the troops here. All of our survivors, a lot of us mentor, but we really need as many of you as possible because, as you know, more and more people are diagnosed every day. And that means anyone in the cancer world, survivors supporting survivors, caregivers supporting caregivers, children of survivors supporting children of survivors, and parents supporting parents. So if you have a cancer experience in your history, let's put that to good use because there are people out there that are needing you or will need you soon in the future. And I also want to encourage communities to find ways to reach out to these people and to stay tuned with us so that we can kind of explain to you things that we've learned through the distribution of our project that have become helpful in communities. And I also want to say that, you know, we talk a lot about breast cancer, you know, awareness month, about this type of cancer awareness month and that, but the reality is every day someone's reaching out for that door. They may have a different diagnosis, but the experience is very similar. And so Lucy and I really believe that every single day should be Cancer Patient Awareness Day or First Day of Chemo Awareness Day. And keep in mind that this is happening constantly. So I wanted to share with you our websites. You can find our show at www.thecancersurvivorshow.com. And we do have a way that you guys can contact us through that site and make suggestions for show topics. You can find us at our blog at www.mychemococktailandme.com. You just go to the press tab and you'll find our blog there. And on Twitter, we are the Chemo Girls. And at Facebook, we are My Chemo Cocktail, the little and sign, me. So it's time for the tidbit. Because it's morning and I've been looking out at black skies, it made me think of a particular tidbit from about a week ago. Our not just surviving but thriving tidbit is a time that you just really drink in what life has to offer you in that moment. And I was driving to work, which is about an hour's drive for me, and the first sign of fall skies came in South Georgia that I was aware of, and the skies were just exploding in these fantastic color patterns and streaks of light and shades of darkness. And it seemed with every turn, it was like a kaleidoscope. It was like a light show. It was absolutely amazing. To which, I don't know how safe this was, but I pulled out my camera and I shot a gazillion pictures and just sort of stood in awe of these wonderful, lovely skies. And I will be featuring that drive in my upcoming blog. But really, all I could think about was, you know, some paths you have to travel yourself. And whether they're fantastic or they're really, really challenging, if they're lonely, or if you go it with someone that you care about, really, you have to make that drive on your own and get to the other side. And the beginning of the drive for a cancer patient is reaching out for that door. So with that, I'm going to sign off. And please do remember that we're not just surviving, but we're thriving with you guys every day. Bye, everybody. Missed you on this one, Lucy. This'll take some getting used to. Love you, sister.